And continuing our COVID-19 arts conversations here on WCMU, we reach out today to another alum of Central Michigan University and specifically CMU Theater, Michael Knight, who joins us from Florida. We'll get to some details on a special project coming up later this week. First of all, Michael, thanks for joining us. I hope that we find you on this day to be safe and well.
Oh, very well. Very safe. Absolutely.
And we were talking just before we went on about the state of where things are in Florida. And you mentioned that with early executive order action, that things are now, enough time has passed where some things are beginning to come back. If we start to look specifically at the arts, has anything reopened to date or is in the near future to start getting even small crowds back out for events in the arts at all there in Florida?
As far as I know, no. That is actually one of the strangest things is that right now we're seeing a lot of restaurants and businesses, I guess, start to reopen. I know that our governor has a phase plan, so he's going in like multiple phases. I don't exactly know what is in each phase. But as far as I know, every theater in town, every theater in town, every arts program in town, I know that some classes are opening back up. So if you take dance classes or theater classes, you can go to those. But as far as like going to shows or anything like that, we don't have a timeline yet for when seasons are going to officially start or if a show that was supposed to be up in June is going to go up. So I haven't personally heard anything about that.
And what part of Florida are you in specifically, and like a rough guess of how many different arts organizations in your immediate area, or for that matter, even the broader view of those that you have contact with there, anywhere in your statewide, how many organizations are we talking about that have gone into some degree of shutdown today?
Oh, so many. I live in Orlando, Florida, so right here in the epicenter of Theme Park World. We have so many arts organizations. There are multiple professional theaters in town, including the Orlando Shakespeare Theater and the Orlando Repertory Theater, the Mad Cow Theater, the Winter Park Playhouse. Those are some equity houses in Orlando, as well as very, very popular community theaters, including Central Florida Community Arts, the Winter Garden Theater, and just other companies around that may not have like a space, but they do shows at different spaces. So we are full of, if not theater, then dance. We also, people sing everywhere. So there's a lot of singing. And so this has thoroughly impacted our arts community. A lot of people that I know personally, we're all performers. That's our job. That's what we do for a living. And we all have shows and we had plays. I know I was in All My Sons right before this was shut down. Everything was shut down, and now we don't know when or if that show is coming back, if we're going to end up doing it, but because we never got to do it. A lot of our arts communities are being impacted, and no one really knows. There's not been any sort of this is a definitive date or this is a definitive time that we will be bringing audiences back.
You're a part of, as I would suppose, more contributor, perhaps performer. You can fill us in on the details, but there is an event that is coming up this Friday the 15th, 7 o'clock Eastern. Correct me if I have those details correct or not, but it is called the Going Viral Festival. And what can you tell us about this, the way it's brought different groups together, and specifically the role that you have in being a part of this event?
So the Going Viral Festival is a organization that was started in tandem. A friend of mine, she lives in Philadelphia. So it's out of Philadelphia, actually, which is one of the coolest things I think that has come out of, the quarantine and the pandemic is our world has gotten simultaneously smaller and yet a lot bigger because everyone's doing things over video. And so this is a theater group out of Philadelphia who just wanted to keep theater alive. And so they're doing, you don't have to pay rights. It's new theater, 10-minute shows. And so every Thursday through Sunday, they do shows. So they'll do a show on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday night they do a recurring kind of a show that they do. And so what it was they asked for submissions for original 10-minute theater. And I am a writer in Orlando. I write a lot of different theater, and I had some 10-minute shows sitting in my documents folder, and I submitted it. And so they will be putting what they do is it's like a Zoom call. And so they get actors from all over, because you can submit to be an actor. It doesn't matter where you are. You can submit to be an actor. They get actors, writers, and directors, and they rehearse it for the day. Like, they take the day and rehearse it, and then that night they perform it online. So you can go to the Going Viral Festival's Facebook page, and they will be live streaming it from there. And that's what they do. They live stream brand new original theater.
And so your original work will be a part of the presentation, if I understand this correctly, that goes up at for its run starting at 7 o'clock this Friday the 15th, correct?
This Friday the 15th, yeah. So I wrote this play and I submitted it and they selected it. So the only involvement I really have is as the writer. So I won't be acting or directing, but yes, I was the writer of this play. So it is my words and work, and that will be going up at 7 p.m. I believe you'll be able to tune in a little earlier than that to their live stream, and then you'll see me. I believe they're having me introduce my work, and so I'll be on the live stream introducing my work, and at 7 p.m. The show will go. It won't take any longer, I believe, than 15 minutes, honestly, because again, they specifically only want like 10, maybe 12 minute shows. So it's not long. It's not going to take a ton of your time. You know, it's just something that is basically like, hey, people are still trying to do theater, and we want to connect theater all over and really get those original actors, those original writers' works out.
A theater company in Philadelphia is staging a weekly Going Viral Festival, and part of the events that kick off this Thursday will include a Friday night, the 15th, airing at 7 o'clock of an original work by Michael Knight, a Mount Pleasant native and alum of CMU and CMU Theater. And Michael, I wonder about, you said that you had some works that kind of fit the bill of what they were looking for, around 10 minutes in length, that you had already written. Has mm-hmm. this acceptance, or even outside of the immediate participation in this week's event, have you looked to anything original, or do you know if any of the other works that are being presented in this ongoing Going Viral Festival are works that have been directly inspired or created out of this coronavirus experience, things that are directly related to the theme of the times that we find ourselves in?
As far as this particular festival goes, what the Going Viral Festival is, I believe, you know, it's one of those things where some people have written something. They're like, oh, there's this possibility. They're asking for submissions. I can take a day or two and write a 10-minute play. But they don't require it. You know, it's not part of their, part of their requirements isn't, it has to be inspired by this. It has to have to do with the quarantine or the coronavirus pandemic. I think, you know, it's more just a way for people to take their work and put it on display. However, I have seen and myself have submitted to multiple different playwriting contests and things for streaming that did come out of this. And the rules for those are that it has to be somehow related to what's going on in the world right now. They give you prompts. They give you different sort of regulations that say like, hey, this is an art form that is coming specifically from this situation in order to sort of address it. So there are plenty of playwriting contests and playwriting things like that that are asking for a direct address of the current situation.
The Going Viral Festival happening again this week. Again, a theater company based out of Philadelphia, and Friday night at 7 o'clock. It includes an original piece by CMU alum Michael Knight, who joins us around our COVID-19 arts conversations here on WCMU. So the things that you've been inspired to write and make these submissions, or the other things contained herein, are they looking for the blend of looking at this from a serious side, or can we take a lighter look? I've spoken with some who say, you know, this has been such a heavy weight on everyone that, you know, you're looking for something that might be a little more lighthearted and escapism. And we've seen even comedians take, you know, not to in any way belittle the suffering or those lives that we have lost, but have looked at some of these from, or try to, from a more humorous side. What can you tell us about that aspect of what's being in here?
From what I can see, it's not even that anyone is looking for comedy or, I guess, brevity or making light of a situation. What people are looking for is hope. That's the number one thing that I've seen. One of the submissions that I did, a play that I wrote for what they called the Quarantine Bake Off, where they give you five specific things you're supposed to include in your script. And the last thing was you have to include the concept of a light in the dark. And so I think people aren't looking for things that are heavy. They aren't looking for that drama of, is your family affected and what does that do psychologically? We'll get plenty of that, I'm sure, in a couple years' time. Right now, I do believe that what most places are looking for out of the art is an escape, like you said, an escape or brevity, not necessarily making light of the situation, but something that can take what's going on and give us that, just that, a light in the dark, whether or not it's something directly related to what's going on or it's something completely goofy and off the wall that lets us laugh or smile or feel positive feelings as opposed to that sort of, you know, drama that sometimes you go to theater for. So I think that's what people are mostly looking for right now, is something that brings hope or brevity.
So for the piece that you have that's specifically part of the Going Viral Festival this week, Michael, what can you tell us about the original work that you have that will be a part of this week's streams that are going up? Again, yours airing this Friday the 15th at 7 o'clock.
So mine it's a comedy, and the premise of it is that there's a young man who has been riding his bicycle all over the United States during the month of his birthday, because he's trying to win a contest. And the contest says that if you can prove that you have been to all 48 of the continental United States and you have done that and seen everything, and you're a big Elvis fan, and it's your birthday, you can win a jukebox that was once owned and curated by Elvis. And the premise, the whole reason that this play exists is last year for my birthday, I did a project where every single day I took a prompt from social media, from my friends. They gave me a prompt. And for 7 days straight before my birthday, I wrote one 10-minute play a day. So I have this collection of 10-minute plays all based on the concept of birthdays. And so this was a lot of people's favorite because it's funny, but it's also very heartfelt. It's about travel. It's about family and sort of achieving your goals and breaking out of the kind of predestined world that some of us feel that we have. And it's just in a goofy little 10-minute play, all of those themes are explored.
Was this one that you originally envisioned to be done as a theater reading or on some type of set? Versus obviously now it being presented in a virtual fashion and in an online fashion like this, how has the concept or the staging of this been impacted by what you have coming up this Friday?
Always with anything I write, I envision it for the stage. Usually when I write something, I envision it more for a very simple stage, something that doesn't require a huge set, but more is informed by costume pieces and props. So yes, I definitely wrote it for that. However, I have recently just sort of understood that, you know, in a culture right now that we have with sort of like podcasting, people love podcasting, people love just things that they can listen to while doing something else or while they're exercising or on their commute. And so the idea that we can take words now and put them into these sort of smaller outlets, you know, involving like whether or not it's just recorded or if it's on a screen, on a Zoom call, I think you can still get a lot of it out of it as long as you understand that like it wasn't written to be for that platform. You can sort of envision it more like a radio play. People can watch what's going on on the live stream, or they can just listen and sort of imagine the set for themselves. And I don't think that there's anything taken away necessarily from the content of what someone has written if they're just getting it in this format. I actually think it's wonderful. I think it's very cool that we are able to take the written word and move it and, you know, make it malleable so that it works for almost any platform.
Good phrase. Nothing is taken away, and I think that the takeaway will be an interesting way to look at it, whether people are listening or actually watching it as it's presented. The theater company in Philadelphia, they are whom? What the name of that company and the name specifically of the work that they'll be performing of yours this Friday at 7 o'clock.
It's the Going Viral Festival. As far as like if it's a larger company than that, all I know is it's organized, I believe, by a few theater professionals in Philadelphia. But it's the Going Viral Festival. My show is Elvis's Jukebox, being presented at 7 o'clock on Friday night, the 15th.
Friday the 15th at 7, and that's Eastern Time, the Going Viral
yep.
Festival. And this original work by CMU alum, CMU Theater alum, Michael Knight, who's taken time to talk with us today. Michael, obviously, it sounds like you are adhering to the stay home, stay safe, but stay creative adage that has been shared by so many that we have spoken with through the course of these conversations. I hope that your creativity can continue to be fueled and that all of the projects that you and those around you have been directly involved with or had in the planning stages that soon we'll get those up, if not online, certainly what we all crave, back in front of audiences very, very soon. I hope that you continue to be well, you and your family, and thanks so much for catching up with us, and best of luck with the play coming up this Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. This has been a delight.